The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Our State Magazine, Yes Weekly, and Carrie Magazine. Our first article is from Our State. Nana's Reignites the Golden Age of Durham Dining by Jason Fry. The bar purrs, ice rattles against a shaker, keeping rough time with the lo-fi blues spilling from the speakers. Around the room, conversations hum like bumblebees, floating over the clink and chime of glasses and silverware. At Nana's, time hangs suspended between past and present. There's the decor, a contemporary homage to mid-century glamour and Ralph Lauren's classic vision of American style. The menu, a mingling of familiar and reinterpreted classics. And the name, a celebration of grandmothers everywhere. For more than 25 years, under the ownership of Chef Scott Howell, the restaurant stood out as a bright star in Durham's dining cosmos, until it closed, seemingly for good in 2020. But one veteran of the Durham dining scene couldn't bear to see it go. When Chef Matt Kelly resurrected the restaurant in 2023 with partner Chef Nate Gariantes, they zeroed in on what made it so special. "We want Nana's to feel like the neighborhood's living room," Kelly says. "And like any good living room, it's comfortable." Comforting. It feels like home. The shady streets of Durham's Rockwood neighborhood haven't changed much since Howell landed here in 1992, ready at age 29 to move on from the itinerant chef's life and settle into his own kitchen. An Asheville native and Appalachian State alumnus, he had spent years training at the Culinary Institute of America and working for famous chefs in New York, Italy, and Los Angeles before he was called home. Ben Barker, owner of Durham's legendary Magnolia Grill, was on the line, offering Howell a position as sous chef. After an 18-month tenure at Magnolia Grill, Howell struck out on his own, the vision of what would become Nana's clear in his mind: fresh, local food, and attentive, knowledgeable service. It wasn't easy. The concept would make Nana's an outlier in Durham, where most fine dining was, according to Howell, stuffy. Steaks and twice-baked potatoes, airline chicken breast, prime-ribbed, carved thick on Saturday nights. He persisted, couch surfing and purchasing the liquor for Nana's bar on the maitre d's credit card. His efforts paid off. Months after Nana's opened in 1993, Esquire included it in a list of best new restaurants, calling it a perfect example of how regional American food, sensibly influenced by non-traditional flavors, is unbeatable when it comes to gastronomic satisfaction. The James Beard Foundation came knocking next, with 8 consecutive semifinalist nods for Best Chef Southeast. As the years ticked by and the calendar turned to 2018, Howell had his eye on the exit. Decades in the kitchen, the exhausting creative grind, rising expenses, and the aftermath of a near-fatal accident. A 1,200-pound grill fell and shattered his leg. Had grown burdensome. He knew it was time to pursue other projects. Word got out. The community responded. Chefs lauded Howell's vision and impact on Durham's culinary culture. Diners lamented the loss of their favorite spot and filled reservation books in a flash. That spring, a 200-person-strong contingent of chefs and former employees fed at Howell. He sat for interviews, talking about his past career and future direction. "I got to live my dream," he told the Raleigh News and Observer. As he spoke, his voice was heavy and tears gleamed in his eyes. That wasn't the final act for Nana's. Howell reopened the restaurant after 9 months away. But less than a year later, facing the growing global pandemic that was already reshaping the restaurant industry, he closed the doors for a final time. But he got to live his dream. Dreams, especially those as impactful as Nana's, don't die easily. Nana's was everything I admired and worshipped, Kelly says now. I wouldn't be cooking in this town if not for Nana's. In 2022, Kelly stepped in with an offer to purchase the restaurant. Howell accepted. Few others had the culinary or business chops to revive Nana's and keep it at the top of the city's now robust food scene, but Kelly was ready. Since beginning work at the French restaurant Vin Rouge in 2002, he had become a driving force in building Durham's reputation as a dining destination, taking the helm at beloved restaurants like Mateo Bar de Tapas and St. James Seafood. His work had earned him James Beard Best Chef Southeast semifinalist honors 4 times. Kelly was perfectly positioned to carry on Nana's name, but with a change, no apostrophe. Under his hand, Nana's would honor the legacy and love of all grandmothers. He and his business partner, Geriantes, chef de cuisine at Nana's, take their role as stewards seriously. This restaurant is a legend, a legacy, Geriantes says, and we get to carry that on. Howell described his original vision for Nana's as coming out of the 80s, when food became important. Under Kelly's guidance, the cuisine and decor have evolved. Step through the door at the reimagined Nana's, and you've arrived at some other where, some other when. Emerald tiles climb the walls, mingling with dark wood trim and brass accents, creating an effect reminiscent of a forest. A plush orange bench, bright as a prized clutch of chanterelles rendered in velvet, invites you to sit. But if you do, you may be late for your reservation, so you make your way to the host station. There you get your first peek at the dining room and lounge-like bar. Plaid carpet, based on a plaid shirt Kelly often wears, leads to and through the dining room, softening footfalls and absorbing the noise of the restaurant, but also pulling colors from the tobacco leaf tabletops bound in bright brass, the caramel leather banquettes, and the dark, rattan-backed chairs with plush cushions. A dozen other details go unnoted, but not unnoticed. Instead, they take root in diners, ease them deeper into their seats and camaraderie, and set the stage for a meal as thoughtfully crafted as the space. Design and comfort were huge drivers for us, Kelly says. We can create a sense of discovery in our guests as they move through the restaurant to their seat. No easy feat for Nana's, where any given night sees diners loyal for a generation or more walk through the door. So when Kelly and Geriantes took over in 2022, they spent more than a year on the design, build-out, and concept. The result is a restaurant space and menu that make guests feel they belong, as comfortable for your grandmother as your 20-something cousin. Both would rave about the meal and how cool the place feels. We were purposeful with our design, building in unobtrusive sound-dampening elements like the carpet in the dining room. What says Grandma's house more than carpet in the dining room? And baffles hidden in the ceiling, Kelly says. Why go the extra mile? Because, he says, conversation and fellowship over delicious food is the cornerstone of our vision. If the design sets the stage, dinner seals the deal. In the same way the space hangs between vintage chic and modern masterpiece, so too does the menu. Cooking at Vin Rouge, it crystallized for me that restaurants serve one guest, one plate at a time, Kelly says. When Nate and I were creating the menu here, we asked ourselves what dishes from that Nana's belong in this Nana's. Several dishes remain, like the decadent chicken liver mousse, the deeply flavored shrimp risotto, the chicken roasted in a cast iron pan. Following Ben Barker's recipe from the now shuttered Magnolia Grill, grits, humble and homey, get an indulgent makeover as a sky-high souffle laced with chanterelles and foie gras. Desserts like creme brulee and a banana pudding bomb, recognizable on the plate and the palate, get glow-ups that don't overshadow the originals. Other dishes are new. Gary Antis, a veteran of bold experimental kitchens, delivers a delicious bite in the scallop Milanese, a love letter to North Carolina from Italy. Succulent bay scallops surround a pair of fried scallops. An intense beurre fondue brings each bite together. The rye tagliatelle, rich in flavor and texture, comes with an avalanche of duck cracklin' crumbs and a silky duck ragout. For dessert, the hot chocolate souffle, a thing of beauty even before the server pours piping hot fudge over the top, draws the envious eyes of everyone around. The menu may make you weep tears of joy, but it is the people who keep you coming back. Hospitality here, as with all of Kelly's restaurants, is impeccable, as rare in today's world of fast casual dining as it was in Howell's day, when such service existed mostly in the rarefied air of local country clubs. Servers know the menu front and back, of course, but they also know how to read a table and pace a meal accordingly. When diners linger over cocktails, their server might stretch time, giving them a few more moments of conversation. Unsure of what to order? With a few probing questions and careful observations, the wait staff offers gentle guidance. Everyone in this restaurant is intentional with what they do, Kelly says. Together, we curate an experience for the diners. In a region that is rapidly changing, Nana's is a touchstone, striking a balance between old and new. Whether it's paying homage to Durham's tobacco-stained history, serving beloved dishes from the past, or reinvigorating classics and inspiring the city's next great chef, Nana's is more than a restaurant. It's a legacy. Nana's is located at 2514 University Drive in Durham. Their phone is 919-251-8213, and the website, nanasrockwood.com. Next up from Yes Weekly, we have Chow Down with John Batchelor at Cugino Forno by John Batchelor. I have written about pizza only a few times over more than 40 years of covering Triad restaurants. This column mainly focuses on fine dining establishments, but once in a while I find a place in the value category that is doing something special, and I try to take note and let readers know about it. Cugino Forno is definitely doing something special. Cugino Forno, translated literally, means cousin oven. The name is derived from Joseph Osbay and cousins Yilmaz Gouvet and Adam Adksoy, who came to the U.S. from Turkey. The website describes their time in Naples, studying the art of pizza among some of the world's greatest pizza chefs. This place is located in the renovated and repurposed Revolution Mill Complex. Seeing a once abandoned historic property come back to life is wonderful, from my former history teacher's point of view. Cugino Forno occupies a building adjacent to one of the side entrances. Long tables, sort of picnic style, populate the open interior. You place your order at the entry desk and take a number. Walk back to the open kitchen and watch crusts being rolled out, stretched, and hand-tossed in the air. Once assembled with the appropriate toppings, they are placed into large wood-fired ovens imported from Naples, Italy, constructed in part with stone from Mount Vesuvius. Volcanic rock gets hot. Once the pizza goes into the oven, it is cooked in about 90 seconds to maybe 2 minutes. Neapolitan-style pizza is characterized by a thin, fairly soft, chewy crust, with charring from the oven's high heat around a raised rim. Cugino Forno offers only one size, 16 inches. That exceptional crust is the first special quality of note in this establishment. I rank it with one other, in Winston-Salem, at the top of my pizza crust pyramid. My first encounter here began with Margherita DOP. The DOP designation means that protected designation of origin ingredients were used. This voluntary Italian food industry certification ensures quality and authenticity. About 80% of all ingredients used here are imported from Italy, another element that makes Cugino Forno special. In the margherita, fresh garlic is incorporated into real San Marzano tomato sauce, which is characterized by a slightly sweetish, low-acid flavor, subsequently decorated with real buffalo, milk, mozzarella cheese, scattered with fresh basil, plus olive oil. An auspicious introduction indeed. Note the colors, red, white, and green, which match the Italian flag. This pizza recipe was created in honor of Queen Margherita in 1889. Funghi places cipollini onions and cremini mushrooms in buffalo mozzarella cheese, swirled with white truffle oil, decorated with fresh basil leaves. Those two primary ingredients stand out, undergirded by the earthy truffle oil. I liked everything I tried here, but this turned out to be a personal favorite. Several meat pizzas are offered. Livorno, Italian sausage, Americano, pepperoni, Porziano, roasted ham plus mushrooms and artichokes. All these use San Marzano tomato sauce. The Supremo Italiano, however, includes all these. I would be happy to order any of them, but why choose? Sample all the meats in this one pizza. I credit colleague Nick with selecting this one. Bianca utilizes three cheeses. Fior di Latte, a light Italian cheese made from cow's milk, plus ricotta and buffalo mozzarella, all noteworthy for quality and depth of flavor, along with fresh garlic. Fresh basil is scattered on top. One quibble, I would like to try this with the basil added after the pizza is cooked. That probably violates Neapolitan tradition and betrays American bias, but I think the fresh herb flavor would be more evident than when the basil leaves are baked on top. Little matter. It is great pizza as served. Calabrese is striking for unique flavor. To San Marzano tomato sauce, spicy Italian salami strips are added. Calabrian peppers are distributed on top. The salami exudes quality. You can really tell the difference between this and other products used elsewhere. The peppers bear a unique flavor, but they will light you up if you take too big a bite. Nibble and then expand as you become accustomed to the taste. I found that, not surprisingly, eating in provides the most complete measure of this pizza experience. The crust loses just a little texture when transported, although I would still prefer it over any of the other takeout pizzas I have had in Greensboro. And the website provides excellent reheating instructions. Do not microwave. Frozen pizzas are also available to cook at home. Three salads, caprese, tomatoes, buffalo mozzarella, basil, and EVOO, leche, spring mix lettuces, cherry tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, chickpeas, carrots, and cucumbers with homemade ranch dressing, and Verona, spring mix, blue cheese, blueberries, honey glazed pecans, and apricot dressing, provide your vegetable accompaniment. Beer is an excellent pairing with pizza, and a showcase provides several selections. Wine is available too, with attention focused on value Italian selections. I would like to see a Primitivo or Zinfandel, same varietal, the former Italian, the latter American, added. I just think that flavor goes exceptionally well with pizza. A showcase of beautiful desserts is tempting. Gelato is imported from Italy. Cannolis are made in-house fresh daily. The Greensboro location opened in 2017, the cousins first. They opened a second installation 2 years later in Winston-Salem, and in 2020 they opened a third in Clemens. Further expansions went to Durham, Greenville, South Carolina, and Frederick, Maryland. Another will be opening later this year in Wilmington. If you want to deepen the adventure, consider signing up for a pizza-making class. You will learn a bit about Italian history and culture in addition to making your own pizza. The class lasts about 30 minutes, and you get to eat your homework. Classes and reserved spaces are available for birthday parties or any other gathering. I am hoping to talk some real estate colleagues into scheduling a team-building pizza class. Whether that pans out or not, I will definitely be returning to Cugino Forno for pizza. Cugino Forno is located at 1160 Revolution Mill Drive in Greensboro. Their phone number is 336-897-7920. And the website, which does show you every one of their locations, is CUGINOFORNO.com. And finally today, from Carrie Magazine, Restaurant Profile Brewery Bavana by David McCreary. Put another mark in the win column for Fenton in Carrie, which continues to attract first-rate dining destinations. The latest addition, Brewery Bavana, a delightfully distinctive dim sum meets craft beer spot that recently expanded beyond its home base in downtown Raleigh to open its second location. Debuting in April, the new restaurant delivers an intimate, re-envisioned rendition of the original Bavana experience. The 2,000-square-foot dining room features copious windows, tables fashioned from reclaimed wood, and ceiling-suspended plants that conjure a Hanging Gardens of Babylon vibe. A can't-miss Garden of Eden mural behind the bar offers a serene visual centerpiece. The space borrowed some elements from our original location, but I wanted to lean into a living, breathing greenhouse ambiance, says Patrick Woodson, co-founder and sole owner of Brewery Bavana. My dad is a botanist, and I grew up hanging out in greenhouses quite a bit. I also went to grad school for agricultural engineering, so I've always thought a lush garden was a fun design element. The Fenton location provides seating for 46 guests inside, while an extensive patio offers al fresco dining for about 50. An outdoor bar provides flexibility for those who wish to relax on the patio, enjoy the adjacent central courtyard, or avail themselves of Fenton's Sip and Stroll social district. People can grab a drink and then go over to Lululemon and buy some shorts, says Patrick with a laugh. Belgian-inspired beers on draft abound in 10 and 16-ounce pours. A full bar features thoughtfully curated wine, classic cocktails, and draft cocktails like the wildly popular Spicy Green Margarita. Beer coolers stocked with grab-and-go cans and growlers make Bavana's libations even more accessible. Core beers range from a tangy saison and a farmhouse ale to a boundary-pushing triple and a complex stout. Seasonally rotating provisional beers are as innovative as you'll find anywhere in the Triangle. As Bavana's founding brewer and fermentation fanatic, Patrick says he loves to produce as many styles and flavor profiles as possible and will offer exclusive beers at each location to provide people the opportunity to try new beverage options. I don't want any one beer to overwhelm your palate because I want you to be able to enjoy the beer alongside any number of different food items, the Indiana native explains. We focus on subtlety and nuance in our brewing. Prefer mocktails instead? Consider the hibiscus-tinged plum spritz or dim sum coffee with concentrated cold brew java and corn milk. When it comes to the food, executive chef Chun Shi serves as the mastermind behind the restaurant's dim sum offerings. Hailing from China, she earned a PhD in computer science and for years worked in that field. But when she and her husband relocated to the Triangle years ago, she chose an entirely different career path. A lot of my spare time has involved cooking, which has long been my passion, the chef says with a smile. With my husband's encouragement, I decided to go to Johnson & Wales in Charlotte to receive culinary training. Following the culinary school, she received an opportunity to intern at the now defunct On New World Cuisine in Cary, first under the tutelage of esteemed restaurateur Michael Chuang, and then with stellar executive chef Stephen Devereaux Green. During her time at On, Chef Chun ascended the kitchen hierarchy to executive sous chef. She then moved over to Bavana, where she's worked since the day the original location opened in 2017. Nowadays, the chef faithfully creates sublime dim sum offerings like steamed buns, dumplings, and egg rolls, all scratch-made with precision. "Dim sum is my strength," she professes without any hint of conceit, adding that she grew up eating the traditional fare in her home country. "I feel like I have a gift from God to make things like this with my hands." The signature char sui bao involves steamed buns filled with sweet and savory Cantonese barbecued pork. Be sure to enjoy the accompanying house dumpling sauce. Ginger-tinged Napa cabbage rolls stuffed with ground pork and mushrooms are so good you may end up placing an extra order to take home. As for entrees, the crowd favorite General Tso's chicken is among the best we've ever tasted, primarily due to the perfect piquancy of the sauce. A vegan-friendly tofu version is also available. Free-range Peking duck also deserves serious consideration, as the renowned Beijing-originated delicacy takes 3 days to prepare, employing low heat. Just make certain you don't ignore the hoisin and honey sauce served with it. Save room for something sweet to complete your meal. Several desserts are sourced from modern patisserie Lucette Grace in downtown Raleigh, including the exquisite tropical coconut cake with vanilla, cream, and mango, and the decadent chocolate turtle cake finished with a chocolate mousseline cream. In the days ahead, Chef Chun plans to add a whole fish option to the menu, as well as some lighter fare. "We're thinking about offering deep-fried squirrel fish," she says. "It is a famous traditional dish where I grew up. I also want to add a spicy vegetarian salad." Knowledgeable servers are friendly and attentive, and they will ensure you have a rewarding dining experience. Situated at 850 Lower Garden Lane, Brewery Bavana rests beside the Allison at Fenton Luxury Apartments. The restaurant is open daily for lunch and dinner and offers continuous service beginning at 11:30 a.m. Reservations are highly recommended. For a group of 10 to 12 people, request to be seated in the Tiger Den, a semi-private, cozy area nestled just beside the main entrance. Website is Brewery Bavana, Bavana spelled BHAVANA.com. They can also be found on Instagram at Brewery Bavana. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.